This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president said that he would not send another generation of Americans into war in Afghanistan.
Already we have members of our military whose parents fought in Afghanistan 20 years ago. Would you send their children and their grandchildren as well? Would you send your own son or daughter?
Biden said a takeover by the Taliban is not inevitable, and he trusts the capacity of the Afghan military to resist them. The president said earlier this year he wanted all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. The Taliban has increased its attacks in recent weeks as the last U.S. and NATO troops get ready to leave. Officials in Surfside are promising that the recovery of bodies will press forward with the same sense of urgency, even as the focus shifts to finding remains instead of survivors in a collapsed Florida condominium. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The work continues with all speed and urgency.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the death toll rose overnight.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 60.
As the mission at a collapsed Florida condo tower changes from rescue to a recovery effort.
80 are potentially unaccounted for.
Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was at the news conference carried by WPLG-TV.
It took a little piece of the hearts of this community.
Experts say crews will use heavy equipment to lift material off the debris pile, place it in containers, and evaluate it for evidence of human remains. I'm Jennifer King.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Police Chief Leon Charles said in a televised news briefing on Thursday that Haiti's police have captured six of the men who assassinated President Jovenel Moïse and is hunting for the masterminds behind the operation. Charles appealed to the population to cooperate with security forces and not to cause unrest after a crowd formed outside a police station in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where suspects were being held. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Haiti said Thursday that Prime Minister Claude Joseph will continue to lead the Caribbean nation until an election is held. UN Special Envoy for Haiti, Helen Lalime, said virtually from New York that Joseph told her Wednesday he intends to stick to a plan to hold a first round of parliamentary and presidential elections September 26th, with a second round in November. Fans will be banned from Tokyo area stadiums and arenas when the Olympics begin in 2 weeks after a decision announced by Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fans have been banned from the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics following the issuing of a state of emergency. The move was announced by the International Olympic Committee and Japanese organisers, reducing the Games to a made-for-TV event. The new measures will clear venues around Tokyo, indoor and outdoor, of any fans at all. Suga says the emergency ruling would go into effect on Monday and last through August 22, which means the Olympics will be held entirely under emergency measures. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. COVID-19 cases are up around 11% over last week, almost entirely among people who have not been vaccinated, as the highly infectious Delta variant becomes the dominant COVID-19 strain in the country. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday the Delta variant is spreading rapidly.
We are starting to see some new and concerning trends. Simply put, in areas of low vaccination coverage, cases and hospitalizations are up.
The CDC earlier this week said the Delta variant has become the dominant strain in the United States. The variant, which is highly contagious, has also become dominant in other countries around the world. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 373,000. The four-week average of applications, which smooths out week-to-week volatility, is now at 394,500, the lowest such level since the pandemic erupted in March of last year. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.